I'll send that permit, the land use permit, I'll send out to you. There'll also be building permits, septic system, plumbing permits, and the driveway. You've already filed an application for the driveway entrance permit.
Well, very well done.
Yes, wonderful.
Makes the job very easy, actually.
It makes it so nice.
And it makes us friendly, right, certified?
Keeps the enterprise off of us. I was wondering that.
I probably took 300 pounds of, I probably took 300 pounds of weight.
Okay. You want to take a break or anything?
No, no, it's, depending on how badly it's snowing, we probably ought to move real long.
That's right.
You may have to pack here.
Elections are next.
Okay. Moving on, administrative business, elections. I'm not up for reelection.
You're a shoo-in. You're a shoo-in.
That's right.
Any of you, by the way, can enter your own name and nomination if you wanted to.
For?
For chair.
Okay. For the chair, and we'll go chair first.
I nominate Ryan McDonald.
I would second if he's willing to do it, it'd be great.
My turn in the barrel.
I think it'll be great.
Beans.
Thank you.
Could you go 10 years out of your problem?
All in favor of Brian becoming chair?
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
$5 raise, Brian.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, really?
You have to be paid, though, if you say.
Let's see.
Secretary.
Brian was, right? Did very well. Thank you.
I didn't do a
tough job.
Quite frankly. I nominate Steve Fite.
With my retirement, I don't know how much I'll be here, so I would have to decline.
No.
Does your term expire this year?
I don't know. I don't know when it is. It might be.
So you're thinking you won't be here because of retirement?
Yeah, well, I can't predict I'll be here every time.
Yeah. Well, Secretary doesn't
what exactly
take too
did
many
you
hours.
Do?
They do one report a year, right?
Yeah, I didn't even do that. I never had anything to report on.
I added information for the town report. I added the planning board information as part of my report. So
that's basically all we did.
He did my homework.
Yeah. What happens periodically if I'm not here? Who takes?
The secretary.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You haven't been voted to yet.
All in favor of Steve Fite, secretary?
Motion is second, please.
Thank you.
For the record.
Did you make the motion?
No.
Oh, move that Steve Fite be elected as the secretary for the ensuing year.
I second.
All in favor. Good.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I think it's a dynamic duo.
Yes.
There you go. You guys can sit together.
We will be. He'll be sitting right here.
He's been
That's
Walter.
Why I said he has to bathe.
Yeah. Once a week, but I need to know.
Who will go there?
I believe you two have represented us very well on the planning board.
It was really enjoyable. I really like it. I have to say.
Service is always good deed. Yeah. I don't think there's any other positions, are there?
No, that's it.
And I give up the reins next month.
That's right, you'll be starting at the next meeting, Brian.
Okay. Usually
champagne.
Usually March of each year. So
what's that?
Usually March of each year.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, February. Finish off here. Leap year.
You can take over right now if you like.
No, no, you're doing a great job.
Depending on the weather outside, do we want to move any farther?
It's up to you. What's the weather doing?
There's a coat on the ground.
That'd be all right.
I think I'm in favor of continuing on getting this work done. It's been delayed. Some of it's been delayed quite a while.
Okay.
I don't think we, you know, I don't see this being a long discussion from this point on. But
I'm in favor of whatever Chris is in favor of.
Thank you very much.
Well, I didn't. No, he's a man of common sense. Yeah, I don't.
Thank you very much. Are you hearing this?
So, does anybody need a break or anything right at the moment? Not that I.
Do you need a break, Ed?
No. No. Chair.
No, thank you.
I brought a bottle.
I gotta pass it around.
No, it's a urination.
Urination.
We're being recorded still.
Yes, that's fine.
Hey, truth is, the truth.
Yes.
Okay.
Public time.
Move on to B.
We have marijuana, are we?
It's legal.
Well, yeah. Make you happy.
In my younger years. Addressing retail marijuana establishment and social clubs in Appendix K.
So this is on your agenda because there's a law that's been approved in effect now that allows the possession and use of marijuana under certain conditions. And the law also talks about retail establishments and social clubs. Those are not in effect yet because the state has to go through some rulemaking. There's a state license required, and there could also be a town license required if the town chose to allow those uses, whether sales or the other types of establishments as social clubs. So actually, the state has implemented a moratorium, and the town has implemented a moratorium for 180 days. So there'll be nothing done until the moratorium is lifted. But I brought this to you at this point in time to start the discussion, because at some point in time, this board will have to make a recommendation to the town council on whether or not we should recognize this retail marijuana establishments and social clubs as a land use in our ordinance.
Can it be one or the other?
It can be whatever. A retail establishment includes retail stores, growing facilities, testing facilities. And then you have the social club that, by definition, involves retail sales as part of it. It's not just a group of people getting together. They're getting together to purchase marijuana and use it in that social club atmosphere.
Like a marijuana bar.
They haven't been answered yet.
The law does not prohibit towns. In fact, it authorizes, allows towns to prohibit outright any of these uses. Mm-hmm. Personal possession, you can't regulate. That's under law. You're legally allowed not to possess, I think it's up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana. Mm-hmm. And grow. Yeah. So that's not going to change unless the legislature changes that law. But the town can say either yay or nay to allowing this use in Bucksport. So because it's a land use, or it could be a land use, that's why this board has to get involved in it.
But this that's passed out right now is not the final language thing. This is being worked on.
Yeah, they're
working on it. This is a preliminary draft.
Yes. I think one change that's happened right away is that law requires the Department of Conservation, Agriculture, and Forestry to regulate these activities. Hmm. But the governor apparently has moved that over now to the Bureau of Liquor Enforcement and Lottery Sales Operations.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes more sense because you know, they're dealing with liquor already. That's a licensing that requires for that. So there's a lot more work the legislature has to do.
Yeah, where did fireworks end up going? Under the same?
That's the Department of Public Safety, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not necessary for this board to take a position at this point in time, unless you've already got your minds made up about whether or not these uses should be allowed in Bucksport, but we need to have a discussion. It could be a long discussion or a very short one. It really depends on you.
I mean, basically, it's the same vote that the towns had to take on liquor. It could either be wet or dry. And this is the same type of decision as far as I can see. You either allow it or you don't allow it.
Yeah. I've got nothing against it.
Well, I've been waiting a long time for it to get legalized so I could try it. Everybody says it's
been a while since you had that.
I had an issue with marijuana in one of my apartments. And it was before the law was passed. It was passed, and it was a real issue because in one apartment you can smell it through three or four apartments, and you know we have to the homeowner. I think it is going to be part of it, but people abutting it can go all over. And I think there has to be some citizen rights against it as opposed to all for it.
Yeah.
You know, I think there should be opposing limitations.
Should there be a vote by the citizenry?
But that's the part we don't have.
So you, as a landlord, would like to enforce it within your
recreation.
Yes, and I think
rental units, which would force those people to a social club.
Basically, they won. Yeah, it was terrible. Went through, and it stunk. Honestly, I've never smoked it or ate it or did anything with it, but
it would do you good.
Yeah, it was just terrible. I've smelled it after use in apartments and things, but it was really, you know, all the tenants were up in arms, and one office was.
I think, but as a landlord, can't you say no?
Yeah, you can. But who knows what's going to happen when it ultimately gets filled.
I didn't see anything in here, or I don't know if I read every single page, but addressing a landlord's right to regulate his apartments versus an individual's right to grow it, own it, smoke it, where it does affect his property, but doesn't really infringe on the individual's right to go to the social club or anything. So.
I mean, you have to be assured that you have recourse as a landlord or a homeowner or whatever. There has to be both sides of the story. And if it's seem to impose something on the users, well, you know, it's equally as difficult for other people. So that's what I'm waiting to see if they change the outcome of it.
So odor is a detrimental effect that you can get a social cup and go to your house.
Yeah.
You were going to make a point, Brian?
As a landlord, like you said, you can control that, but the recreational use, the personal use is what we have no control over, right? You know, just we can't stop somebody from smoking it in their house or but the business, the establishment we do, we could make some sort of a, I don't know, would you have to zone special for that?
You could simply identify in the land use ordinance as a prohibited use.
For certain zones?
Yeah.
Or create a zone where it was allowed or something like that?
That's up to you. It depends on the direction you want to take.
Isn't that the landlord tenant?
Well, that could be in writing, you know, and probably had legal agreements between landlord and renter. Yes.
I have a question for Jeff. So, are you looking for like a sense of the board tonight? Is that the general discussion like we're having?
If you're not ready yet to do that, but at some point we have to decide on if we want to allow any of these activities in Bucksport, and if so, what activities and where.
So if we make a recommendation, it still has to go to the council. The council has to vote on it.
Right. Approve. Right.
We know that the council has disagreed with us on parking, on that particular parking of the downtown area. I think we were unanimous on that part of that change, which they overturned it. So I just want to make sure the board understands that we can make all this comments. I'm not sure the council is going to be interested in what we have to say. And Mr. Chairman, the member of the public would like to speak.
We've actually had somebody contact the town office about setting up shop. No, I forwarded a message to let Jeff, because of the land use. I don't know what came up from that, but phone calls are coming in, because some towns have already said we're going to be dry and on. But they were going, instead of doing the moratorium, they just said we're going to be a dry town, which means they will not allow the sales. But we received one inquiry already.
What are we discussing then?
Well, we're in a moratorium right now.
You just said they said it's going to be.
And Bucksport is under a moratorium, but some towns, like Oakland, for example, they have chosen to go as a dry town. Some towns have reported to the state they're bypassing the moratorium and just going, made a decision, and they've gone dry. Yeah. Not Bucksport.
Oh.
Sorry.
The council hasn't said.
No, the council has just done the moratorium, but I just want you to know that we've gotten one phone call already for someone interested in setting up shops, so I think it would be appropriate for one of the boards, someone to make a decision, so we...
I just want to make sure that we're not going to waste that time on this. And I'm not sure the council, you know, if we go through the motion of changing or proposing land use changes on whatever, and knowing full well the council, I think, was unanimous on the moratorium, I just don't see that. For me, we have more important work to do, but I think the council has already made up their mind how they're going to do this. If the council decided to not deal with it, then obviously we'd have to go back in. But you're saying you think it's a good idea to get that done ahead of time?
Well, either way, whatever the council decides, it's going to take an amendment to Appendix K to recognize their position, whether it be for or against.
Right.
We have to talk about it in Appendix K.
How did the vote come out for what was question one? Did the majority of Bucksport residents vote yes?
I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
It would be on the state website. I'm just curious how the collective group of people.
There were more people that voted against it than for it in Bucksport, I believe.
There were against it.
I think it was actually pretty much 50-50.
I think so.
That was a 50-50
was
split
it?
Question.
It was pretty close.
Yes. Yeah, question one was 50-50.
It greatly increases access to teenagers whose brains are still developing. That is the biggest danger. That is the biggest danger.
Well, it'll be regulated pretty much like liquor and tobacco, so...
It's a lot easier to hide than a bottle of beer in the back of the car.
Making it illegal isn't going to take it out of the kid's pocket.
No, it wouldn't be illegal. They just wouldn't be able to get it in Bucksport, and it would protect those kids, I would hope.
It is very difficult to protect kids.
And if they needed it for medical use, they would be able to get it. If they have seizure disorder or whatever, they would be able to get it. So the people who need it still can get it.
and that go?
Well, medical marijuana is already...
Yeah, it's already approved. And
it's already approved.
So again, just so you understand what we're talking about here, a retail marijuana establishment is defined in the law, and that is, it's either a place that sells marijuana, a store in other words, a place that cultivates it, a place where products are manufactured, or a place where the marijuana is tested. Those are all different types of retail marijuana establishments, and they separately defined social clubs. A social club is it's an entity licensed to sell retail marijuana and marijuana products to consumers for consumption on the licensed premises. So it's it could be a restaurant for that matter that's licensed to sell, in addition to food, to sell marijuana products for consumption on that premises. Those are the types of activities that this law recognizes and that we have to deal with. You can decide that none of them are suitable for Bucksport. You can decide that this might be, but that might not be. But at some point in time, you've got to make a decision on these activities because, like I say, it's going to come back to you one way or the other. The council says we don't want any of this. And you still have to review the proposed change to Appendix K to reflect sure. that.
What is the list? The list is growing.
You have a copy of this legislation,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
It's right in the definitions.
Okay. So we could say you could grow it, but you couldn't have a club or you couldn't have a store. We could say something like that.
Keep in mind now, medical marijuana is treated differently.
Yeah.
And that is an allowed use.
Certainly.
Where's the dispensary for
medication?
Where is
dispensaries are allowed only on Main Street. A storefront on Main Street, you can have a medical marijuana dispensary. Growing facilities is another
right.
medical marijuana growing facilities is also another allowed use.
Not yet.
It is, yes, a medical marijuana.
Medical.
But that goes back to if you can use it, can you smoke it? And most apartments that I know of have a policy of no smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So can you smoke medical marijuana?
Well, I think the law talks about retail marijuana being regulated the same way cigarette smoking is regulated under the law.
Yeah.
Of course, the bigger picture issue is this is still an illegal activity under federal law.
Right.
And I don't know what ramifications states may have from that. If something happens over time at the federal level, because there are several states now that allow this, and have, I looked at the Alaska state website, and there were hundreds of dispensaries or facilities that have been licensed in Alaska. I was amazed that they have less people that live in that state than we do. And there's just a huge long list of businesses that have been licensed to sell marijuana. Colorado is similar, So
it would be great for business, but
limited recreation.
I don't know, but it would be for the kids.
Right. Limited recreation.
Really my concern
and
Kelly's as well.
Farm eating.
So what I suggest you do is think about it. And uh-huh. Maybe we can talk about it more in the future. It's not going to be the next meeting, but sometime you all should decide what you want to recommend for this activity in Bucksport.
Yeah. But ultimately, an individual can still possess it and grow.
That's
no matter what we say or the council.
Right, in their own home, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
It may be difficult to do, but what you really should be looking at is this a land use that could potentially have adverse impacts? And adverse impacts are defined in our ordinance, what that might mean. So if you look at it from that perspective, then you're kind of separating yourself from the moral and the ethical kind of and the legal aspects of marijuana as it is now, and looking at it strictly as just a land use. Could a store on Main Street selling retail marijuana have an adverse impact to neighboring properties or the town or public services or the environment, things of that nature?
Mm-hmm.
that's an objective way to look at it. It's difficult to do, no doubt about it, but that's one way you could look at that.
To be continued.
Yep. Apparently the weather's deteriorating quickly, we just heard from the town clerk, but I would like to do at least one more thing, and that's to talk about the DEP's issue.
Yeah.
The DTS one?
No, the DEP. DTS district. So as you know, you have signed and sent a letter to DEP asking for their consideration of some dimensional standards changes in the downtown Shoreland district. No minimum lot size, no minimum shore frontage, and no maximum lot coverage. I have been in discussion. You have copies of all the email correspondence I've had back and forth with Colin Clark, who now represents Bucksport. He's a Shoreland zoning coordinator for Bucksport, even though he lives down in Augusta. The person I was dealing with works out of the Bangor office, but she lives in Bucksport, and they have a policy of not serving DEP in the same town they live in. So, but anyway, his initial reaction was it probably wouldn't be a problem to grant those requests, but then he had discussions with his boss and changed his tune a bit. So now he's asking for some information from the board. He likes to use numbers in assessing a request, and what he's done is he's prepared a spreadsheet based on the information that he was providing about the number of land uses we have now in Bucksport and the size of the land area in this district. He broke it down into how many land uses you might have for X number of square feet of lot. He started like 5,000 and went down to 2,500 and then down to as low as 1,000. How many land uses could you possibly have on a 1,000 square foot lot? Based on the amount of area we have in there, it was a huge number. It was like 400 something I calculated land uses if you require just 1,000 square feet minimum lot size. So it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but that's where he's coming from. He wants the town to tell him how many land uses we think is appropriate to have on Main Street in Bucksport in the Shoreland District.
Okay. Now, you've got numbered lots from Hannaford to the Laundromat. And I think they were pushing this to the Hannaford side beyond there a little bit. And I can't picture anything in 1,000 square foot. That's only 10 by 100. I mean, that's not even what I call a lot.
Well, keep in mind, though, the minimum lot size applies to residential dwelling units. And that's the problem that people have been having. They want to add an apartment in their building. Well, right now, you have to give 10,000 square feet of lot size if you want to have another apartment. And these lots just don't have that. They're already nonconforming to what they have on the lot now. So I have a feeling that DEP is not comfortable with giving us going down to zero and everything. They're concerned about going that far. But what I'm wondering if they might be willing to do is instead of saying no minimum lot size, is doing away with that per use requirement. Mm-hmm. We have that now for commercial buildings, whereas right. In the DEP guidelines, if we were following their guidelines, each commercial use has to be provided with the lot size and shore frontage. But we changed that, and they went along with it. So it's inconsistent. Yeah. So my question is, would it make sense to do away with that per use requirement for residential uses as well?
Yeah.
And ask them. Maybe we'll settle for 1,000 square foot lot size, but do away with that, applying that lot to each individual use in a building, whether it's residential or commercial.
Right. I think I noticed in here that you noted that the walkway is basically a public easement for the public sewer system and is kind of a automatic boundary for the shorefront in here.
Yeah, it's a guaranteed buffer,
yeah,
buffer protection for things that go on along the, right on Main Street.
Right.
That will, yeah. Because of that buffer we have, it's have no impact.
Right. You don't have any resources beyond that buffer.
Even if we lined up buildings, you know, shoulder to shoulder from one end of Main Street to the other, I don't think because of that buffer that
right.
is going to be any impact. But
well, that takes you from, well, yeah, ferry parking lot to, well, urban. Yeah.
He asks in his email if we would be, if the lot, if the dimensional requirements were reduced or even eliminated, would we be willing to put that walkway into some sort of an easement?
Well, from Ledbetter's restaurant up here just across from the post office, the sewer is under that brick walkway from basically the town pier pavilion area all the way to Hannaford. Mm-hmm. That's the new, well, 1987 was put in the sewer collector system there. And I believe that is a right-of-way. It's a public right-of-way.
But I guess it seems to me like
town got.
If we're willing to do something with that to ensure to the state that that will always be.
We just spent $12 million upgrading the other end of it.
there are some potential issues there. I know what you're saying. And I know Rich has that concern too, if I'm not mistaken, or am I speaking out of turn?
No, it's. We've met with the Army Corps of Engineers and the DEP about where docks used to exist, and you can see remnants of them. We'd want to make sure that we wouldn't lose that ability to build those back up. We'd also like to make sure we don't lose the ability to expand the marina, which has been very successful, and one of the priorities of the citizens is to expand the marina, and also that it doesn't have any detrimental effect on the town dock as well.
So there's different kinds of right-of-ways, I assume.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know how they established it.
Would that...
It's generally a 20-foot, at least an easement, maybe a 100-year easement, or an actual right-of-way. I don't
it's
know
just how that did it back then. It's just that concern of shutting yourself off and being able to. It doesn't mean
right. Was that, does certain. That shut the town off, or does well, that was that the town saying we won't let anybody else?
That's a good question. I don't know that side. You have to work through. But it is something to think about.
Most of the walkway is on publicly owned property, although down at this end, it crosses over private property. But down that way, from roughly where the motel is, all the way down to the end, it's all town-owned property.
A lot of it's on the old railroad property.
Yeah.
But I don't know where that property, whether that became town property.
I think it's been great.
Well, they need a response. They're waiting for a response from the town regarding what we think. I guess what they're asking for is, if we can't give you a zero, what's the next best provision we can provide for you? And so they're looking for direction from us.
Do we have any idea? Has anybody come up with a...
Well, like I said earlier, if you go with reducing the minimum lot size to 1,000 square feet and doing away with that per use requirement for residential, so now you're just talking about the building itself needing 1,000 square foot minimum lot size. Doesn't matter how many uses are in that building.
But it has to be served by town water and sewer.
Well, all these properties are on Main Street. So.
They just have to meet life safety code.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That if you did away with that per-use requirement, that solves a lot of problems for people who now can't expand the use of the buildings because of that. And this shore frontage one, too, is another one, because there's so many lots on Main Street that have zero shore frontage. You kind of have to do away with that in order to remove the nonconformity in that regard for these lots. They might be willing to do that. They might be willing to say zero shore frontage requirements, but the minimum lot size one, as I think, is what they're having trouble dealing with.
kind of contradicts contradicts that zone, doesn't it, shoreline zoning?
Well,
there isn't any such thing in that area.
Sounds like they're afraid of setting a precedent.
Do any of the properties from the bridge to, well, almost that new dental, well, the old Bucksport Energy, I don't believe any of them has any public shore, any other than the town dock. Has any?
All the lots down at this end do. It's up in that way where you have the small lots there.
This right of way, or easement, kind of negates anybody's.
But they're still right. Shoreland zone.
Right, but the properties still go to the shore, and so they do have shore frontage, as opposed to the small lots down here that don't touch the water at all. So they, you know, they have zero shore frontage.
Well, because of the railroad right of way down. Mm.
Yep. So that whole pipeline and walkway, what is only an easement? It's not a, it's not owned in fee simple.
It was probably taken by eminent domain.
No, where the sewer and walkway cross over private property is done by easement.
Right. Everything else the town owns. Yeah.
So that means that the people still own the property,
right? Yes. Which raises another question. If we want to consider a conservation easement, we certainly would need to, you know, have the property owners on board with that too, I believe. Mm. But my suggestion is, why don't first we suggest that we go with 1,000 square foot lot size and do away with applying that to each individual use in the building. And see what they have to say about that.
You want to vote on that?
Were you talking a minimum?
Right. Right now, our ordinance says you have to have 10,000 square feet per building for commercial use, not per use, per building. Mm-hmm. But for residential, you have to have 10,000 square feet per dwelling unit.
So you could have 50 people living there.
Well, so what you're saying is reduce it to 1,000 square feet. Per dwelling unit? Or
per, no, per building, use, regardless per building of the use.
Okay.
For any use in a building.
And then asked to go away with the shore frontage.
10 by 10.
Well, we've already asked them that, so I say we stick with that. And also, they really haven't focused so much on the maximum lot coverage. We asked to go to 100% lot coverage, and I think we've justified that, because my explanation was right now it's impossible to develop abutting lots with buildings that have zero setback, so they're actually, you know, joined together because of that lot coverage limit that's imposed now. So they might be okay with that, but unless you have any other
1,000 square feet is pretty good. I mean, if you think of it in terms of a storefront or something, that's, I mean, it's 30 by 30 or 30.
Yeah,
30 by 30. That's wider than most of those buildings down there.
Hmm. Would you entertain a motion of support?
Maybe it'd be 500 square feet.
Based on 1,000.
Well, yes, I don't think they'll go. Huh? The state's not really willing to go much below 1,000.
Are you ready for a motion? If you think a motion's appropriate here?
Yeah, I think a motion.
Make a motion to propose to the DEP. I mean, I'm not going to remember all this. That we propose a 1,000 square foot. What's the word I want?
A minimum lot size.
Minimum lot
per
size
building.
Per building with 1,000 square foot. And what's the change on the shoreline zoning?
No, because we've already asked for zero.
Yeah, we got zero. Okay. I'll leave it at that then.
And eliminate the
the
uses, the number.
Right, that's 1,000 square foot
for any
per use structure on the lot, not what's in the structure, right. Just per structure.
So move.
Second.
Any further discussion?
And we'll leave the conservation easement proposal on the table for now. We'll see what they come back with.
Yes. So all in favor of 1,000 square feet.
And I know that, Mr. Chairman, I know the board wants to go and just go another item. I just wanted to ask one question on this before we go. This is on that conditional use zoning information as it relates to the AIM lot there, I assume, and extending the opportunities to go industrial and add, I guess, extra usages or new usages. My only question is that I really think it's a great idea. I just hope that when we do deal with this, that we also consider all opportunities there, whether it's residential, commercial, whatever, that we don't limit ourselves in any way to the use of that lot, that site down there. Now, some people will probably think that's heresy because, you know, it's too bad it goes on an industrial site. I get that. What I'm interested in, I was not seeing that sit there empty for 50 years because nobody wanted to put an industry in there, a commercial site. But I would like to say the town stay as flexible as possible on that, if at all possible. So when we take this up, I'm going to hope to make that flexible as possible, whatever I can do to make that happen. So.
And I would suggest that we put this off until...
Yeah, and that's all I want to say.
It's kind of involved to talk about this, and it's getting late, and the road's getting bad, so...
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Second.